is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. It's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Next on News for the Soul Radio, it's time for Crystals for the Soul with Linda Perry. Linda has worked with crystals for over 20 years and has a wealth of knowledge on how to use them to support our spiritual journey. She brings her deep knowledge and powerful intuition to her coaching sessions, classes, and her crystal store. Please welcome Linda Perry. Back to News for the Soul.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this month's show. Last month, we had a listener who sent in a question, but I didn't have time to answer it, so I decided to do today's show on it. And this question is from Laverne in New Zealand. And she wanted to know, how do you know when crystals are working? And I thought it was a really great question. And I wanted to give a little bit of a longer answer to it. And because we can all certainly benefit from that and understand maybe the signs and even some of the feelings we might get that says that our crystals are actually working for us. First, I wanted to say that there are crystals that can work faster and there's crystals that can work slower. For an example, moldavite can work quickly. Smoky quartz can work very slowly. So certainly over time, and you have to give it that time in order to feel some of the benefits of it, or certainly stronger benefits from it. If you wanted to work with a faster working crystal, then it's always good to be ready for any change that it could bring. If you're not ready for having some quick change in your life, it can be very discombobulating and upsetting and make you feel off balance, you know, things like that. So you want to really, truly be ready for any change, especially quick change, that a crystal can bring in. And moldavite is, and any of the tektites, can bring in quick, fast change. Some people are kind of afraid of moldavite because of that, and some really want to work with it. But the other thing is, if you do want change in your life, and to bring about that change, is you must do that work. Crystals help support us. They can bring in the energy for and to be the catalyst for it to change, but you must be willing to do the work and follow through on that. They support us. They can help solve blocks so that change can come in, and they can be that catalyst for change. They work with us, not for us. Now, also, is not every person is going to feel the energy of every type of crystal. A lot of people, I've known people who pick up moldavite and say, I don't feel a thing. And there's different reasons for that. So when you pick up a crystal and you get a bit, quote-unquote, hit, or you all of a sudden really feel it in your body somewhere, it could mean that you're not yet in tune with its energy, or that the energy went right where it was supposed to get your attention. And say, you need to work with this crystal. You need to work with the energy of this crystal. And if you're not sure what that crystal does, pick up a crystal book to get the basic guideline of what it will do. and what you might be working with it for. But what crystals will do is they bring you up to their level of frequency or vibration. And once you reach that level and maintain it, you may not feel that energy as much because you're on the same level as that crystal. It's still working for you, but you won't get such a big energetic surge from it. And the reason why we connect with crystals so well is because they have a crystalline structure, and so do our bodies. So we really vibrate well with crystals, and that's another reason why they work so well for us. How do you know they're working? First, you want to be aware of what's going on in your own body, with feelings, with sensations, as some crystals can work very subtly and on an etheric level. Some work with us more physically, some work with us more emotionally, some more mentally, and some physically, or spiritually, which is that etheric level. And there are many sensations that you can get from working with the crystal. And not everybody gets the same sensation or all of the sensations. You may experience tingling or coolness or feeling some kind of sensation in your body, feeling more positive, happier, lighter, anything like that. And some of those feelings can happen right away, and some of those feelings happen over time. And that's why I say it's really good to be aware of what's going on in your body, aware of how you feel, and what's happening in your life. Now, an example is a few years ago, I had been working with chrysoprase as a main crystal, and a few others as well, but mainly chrysoprase. And I've been working with it for almost a year and a half. And all of a sudden, I realized that what I was working with it for wasn't happening anymore. And I realized that I felt different, I felt lighter, and I felt happy through all my layers. I felt really good about my life and what was happening in my life. I felt really good about myself. And I had a really good, an even more positive, good outlook on everything happening in my life. And what can happen with that is when you get to that point, you can start, it's a really great place and space to be in to manifest and to bring opportunities that you want to happen in your life. And consequently, I think it was later that year that I actually got the invite to do this radio show. So, and that was very unexpected. And it's been great for me, and I've really enjoyed it. But things like that can happen when you work with a crystal and you get to that point and you feel like, oh my gosh, like I really do feel different. I feel lighter and happier, and I feel more open and more positive. That is a great space to start doing the things in your life that you want. Even putting out the energy to have opportunities to come to you, like intentional work. If you wanted to start your own practice in something, that's a great place to start putting out the intention of doing that, and how would I do it, and where would I do it, and how, what would it look like, and start manifesting opportunities that would come to you, as well as ideas on how to do it, because manifesting can be creative, very creative, and it's a great place and space to be in. When you are in that place, you know that your vibration is higher and negativity starts to fall away. And negativity can be people, it can be your own negative thoughts, because we are our own worst enemies, and we tend to put ourselves down and speak to ourselves. That little inner voice sometimes speaks to ourselves in a way that we would never think of speaking to another person. So why are we doing it to ourselves? So it helps with that sort of thing. And I had somebody tell me once that when you get that little negative inner voice, think of it as a radio and turn the dial down so you don't hear it. Just imagine yourself turning the volume down, that I don't need to hear this, this is just negative. And pretty soon, that negativity turns to positive, and you start speaking to yourself differently. You need to praise yourself and be grateful for who you are. And not allowing, when you get to that space, it's like negativity, like I said, starts to fall away. And some of that may be negative people may not be in your life as much as well. Because negativity is a low vibration, and low vibration has a very hard time spending any length of time in a high vibration energy. And that's how some of that works. That's how part of working with crystals that you can see and realize that they are actually working. So, and that's another reason why I say be aware of what is happening in your own body, but also be aware of what is happening with your own thoughts, with the people in your life and your environment. And there are some places that we have to be that might be deemed negative. Sometimes people at work can be negative. But you can take crystals to help combat that and to put a shield around you. Things like magnetite, also called lodestone, black tourmaline, obsidian, onyx, crystals like that to help shield your energy and maybe your space, your desk in an office, that will help with pushing negativity away and keeping your space positive. Now, sometimes it can take a while for this process to happen. And it did to me, because I was working with crystal praise, which actually works better over time. And when you are working with crystals that help over time, it's a commitment to the process. And it does take a little while for you to realize that things are changing or things have changed. And one of the ladies that works in the store for me, she'll say it can creep up on you. And it does. All of a sudden one day, which happened to me, I'm going, you know what, I feel different. I really feel different. And I started to look at, where do I feel different? How do I feel different? What am I doing differently because of the way I'm feeling? So working with those crystals, and then when you start feeling the difference, you start looking at and sort of analyzing, where is that happening? And I want to keep that going. I want to be able to raise my vibration more to keep it up there, because you want to maintain your own frequency or your own vibration at a higher level to keep any negativity away and keep yourself at that, maintain it at that level. You, as I said, you want to be aware of what's happening in your own life as well, and whether you are working with crystals for specific intentions or just having them near just because you like the feel of them or the look of them, which is quite fine, right? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and there's nothing wrong with surrounding yourself with beauty. Because what will happen is that your energy, when it's within 12 inches of your body, that's where your energy starts, right, is within 12 inches of your body. When you keep crystals that you love, whether it's you love the look of them, like I said, or their energy, their feeling, that beauty soaks into your own aura, and then into your own body. And we are beauty. The world is beauty. The world is beautiful. And we can start looking at it through those eyes as well. And what you want to look for are things in your life, such as an intention starting to happen. Maybe opportunities all of a sudden start coming your way when they didn't before. You might have that change in attitude, a change in thoughts and a thought pattern, and realize that your thoughts are actually more positive than they used to be. You might see a different type of person starting to come into your life. When your vibration is higher, you tend to attract other people in your life that have a higher vibration as well. Like attracts like. You might see that people are treating you differently. You might be saying things differently as well. You might find, like I did as well, happier. You might feel calmer, less stress, and you might be handling things in your life differently, like stress or negative people, or you know, when you're making big decisions, you might be making them in a different way. So there's lots of different ways that you can see and feel and analyze to know that your crystals are helping you and supporting you, because you are part of that process. You are a big part of that process. And when you start working with crystals, and like I said, whether you are working with intention, I quite often work with them. I mostly work with them with intention, but sometimes I get something where I go, oh, I love the feel of this crystal. I don't know why at the moment, but I love the feel of this crystal, and I just want to keep it with me. And that could just be for comfort. Sometimes, as a matter of fact, one of our customers, she loves wands, and she's bought a lot over the years, and she keeps them in a big bowl on her coffee table in her living room. And every day she goes and she chooses one. Which one is going to work with me today? And she picks it up because she loves the feel of wands. And it can be any type of crystal. You can have little spheres or tumbled stones or rough pieces, whatever is attractive to you. And whichever type of crystal feels like the right one that day. And maybe you might pick up a crystal and go, I need this again today. And then tomorrow you go, I need it again today. Nothing wrong with that. You're working with it, starting to work with it with more intention that way as well. And it's obviously helping you with something and supporting you when you're doing something. So awareness of your own energy, your own mind, and your own spirit is key. A lot of people like to work with crystals. Some of the top things are emotional healing, grounding, protection, and love. A lot of people like to we get lots of questions about what crystals can help me with that. Probably protection is the top one. So working with crystals for protection, you would then start seeing that you're feeling more comfortable. So protection isn't always physical protection. It's usually emotional, mental, spiritual protection. And it's usually protection from anyone who might be sending ill wishing your way. It protects you and your aura, your energy field, from that coming into your space, your personal space. And you can actually grid your house so that you can protect your home from having that come your way and be absorbed into your house as well. Any kind of emotional protection or emotional healing, things like rose quartz or rhodochrosite or even kunzite, things like that can help, but lepidolite is probably one of the best for emotional healing. And you can take crystals to work with them. You can carry them. A lot of women will look for flatter crystals and put them in their bra. You can put them in your pockets, and you could wear it as jewelry. If you're wearing things for bringing energy in to help you, you want to wear bracelets and rings on your left arm and hand, because that is your receiving hand that pulls the energy in to your body so it goes through you. If you wear anything on the right side, your right arm, your right hand, you are giving that energy out to the world and people around you. So those are some ways and some things to look for to know that your crystals are working for you. Again, some of them are feeling happier, lighter, less stress, being more positive, negativity dropping off, things like that. Those are all really good positive signs that the crystal or crystals that you're working with are helping you, and that you are doing the work in order to bring it about as well. So you work in tandem with a crystal. I have some questions today. The first one is Lorna in New Zealand. She wanted to know what she could get for a wedding present, like maybe a crystal kit for newlyweds. And I've gotten this question, something like this, a few times. But what is really good? I always recommend rose quartz. because rose quartz is all about love. It's all about unconditional love. And it's a really great place to start with and then build on from there. And I always like a heart for something like that. Like a rose quartz heart is absolutely a beautiful gift, whatever size it is. So if you wanted like a little, like a crystal kit, you might not want a huge rose quartz heart, but you might want a smaller one that you can add some other crystals with. But hearts symbolize the love, right? And that can symbolize the love and the feeling that two people have for each other. It's a great crystal that you could put in the bedroom. Well, you could put it in any house, but it's definitely one you could put in the bedroom as well. Another crystal to put with it would be ruby, because ruby, ruby's actually quite grounding, but it's all about love and it's all about passion and what we're passionate about. And in a relationship, you want to be passionate about each other. And pairing that with a rose quartz heart actually brings in the love and passion together for each other. So I would recommend ruby. The other one I really like to go along with ruby is blue sapphire. Blue sapphire is about commitment and loyalty. It's also about love, so it's really great for weddings and couples and things like that. You don't have to have a big piece of it. A nice little piece would be fine. The other one I like is chrysoprase, because chrysoprase is a stone that you can use it for heart chakra and feelings. It's a stone of gratitude. It's one where we can help to work through any fears or stresses in a relationship as well, and something that you can work on together with chrysoprase, like both people. It's a beautiful stone for that. And one of the last ones, well, there's lots that you could put together, but I actually did five, is carnelian. Now, carnelian is a really, they call it the caffeine stone because it has lots of energy and vitality. And it can help people feel that their relationship is vital and uplifting, and there's lots of energy going to it. But it's also a stone of warmth and creativity, and it's one of those stones that's fertility, but doesn't always mean that it's pregnancy type of fertility. It can be, it's like inspiration and ideas and creativity. But I think that would be really, really good, those five. But you could put a couple of other crystals in there, like citrine, so that both of you can stand and you can recognize the power in the other person. It's empowerment, and it's joy and happiness and uplifting as well. So it's also, to me, it's like a stone of respect. And I think that's really good to have in a relationship as well, is respect. So that's actually six crystals, but of course I have to say citrine because it's one of my top crystals that I love. And it can do so many different things and help with so many different things as well. So I hope that helped. And good luck with putting your crystal kit together, Lorna. Then we have Adrian in California. She said that she recently bought a quartz crystal to help with her energy. And it's looking cloudy now, and how do I clean it? That's a good question, Adrian, because we do need to clean our crystals, especially when we're working with them. And believe it or not, I have a friend who actually can make crystals go cloudy with her energy and almost change the color of some crystals too. It's almost like leaching some of the color out of crystals. I've seen her do that. I don't recommend trying to do something like that, but I do know somebody who her energy seems to do that. Ways of cleansing. So a quartz, I'm going to go with quartz because that's what you're asking about is quartz. Quartz can be run underwater and to clear it. You can also put it, if you've got a cluster of quartz at home or even amethyst or an amethyst geode, you can put it on the cluster or in the geode and leave it for about 24 to 48 hours. The other thing I want it, and then feel it and see if it feels okay. If it's looking cloudy, it's definitely picking things up. If it's feeling sticky, it definitely is picking things up, because when our crystals become sticky, it almost feels like little kids have been touching it with sticky hands. But that means, what it means is that it has picked up a lot, and it's time to cleanse it and clear it so that it can keep continuing to work. Because when it gets to that point, it's not really doing anything more. What it's doing is putting any of the stuff that it picked up back into the environment. And that's not what we want. So you can run it underwater. Even if you feel the stickiness is not coming off, you could use like a mild soap with it. If you have a cluster, you can actually take an old toothbrush and go over and down into the bottom where all the points grow from and get down in there as well to clear it and clean it. And it can be good every once in a while to put it out in the sun to recharge, but clean it first. Clean and clear it first. And then put it in the sun to recharge. It's like a little reset. You can also, if you have a singing bowl, whether it's a Tibetan bowl or whether it is a quartz singing bowl, you can put it inside of that, put it on like a little pillow or something, and then play the bowl. And that gives it also an attunement as well. With a quartz, I would probably use water and then do the crystal bowl. But I've put my crystals in a healing or in a crystal bowl before and played them. And I've actually put a little pillow in there and put several on and then played it. They sort of kind of vibrate around, so they get not only the tune from the singing bowl, but they get a little vibration going with it too. So they seem to really like it. You can smudge them. So if you get some sage and light it and then blow the flame out and run your crystal through the flame. But if it's sticky, I still would use the water and then I would smudge it. It's that stickiness that you want to be able to get off with the water if possible. And then clear the whole thing inside. Some people will say put it in the sun and the moon, but that does not clear a crystal. It charges it with that energy. So you don't want to be putting an uncleansed crystal in the sun or the moon, because it's just going to charge up everything that's in it. So you want to be able to clear it first, and then be able to do that and get the energy of the sun or the energy of the moon in your crystal. The other thing is, if you can get some pennyroyal flower essence and put a couple of drops in the water, that really gives it a deep cleanse, and let it soak for about 5 minutes, and that will get it a really good deep cleanse. That's the one that I really like doing. Because the crystals seem to love it a lot. And I get mine from, it's called the Tree Frog Farm in the States. They're in Washington State. And what they do, or what they certainly used to do, is they put crystals in the field when it's growing, and then once they distill it, they put the bottles, they put crystals around the bottles. So it's already got crystal energy attached to it. And it's amazing what crystals can look like from before you put it in that pennyroyal water until when it comes out. They look sparkly and happy and bright. So that's my favorite way of clearing crystals. But if you had something where you wanted a really, that to me that's actually a really quick cleanse, because you could actually make up some pennyroyal water and put it in a little spray bottle, and then you could just spray larger pieces as well. Or you could take that with you somewhere if you needed to. If you had, say, crystals at work and you needed to quickly cleanse them, you could spray them and then dry them off, and then they would be fine. So those are some ways of cleaning your crystal. Now, some of that, the cloudiness may start to clear up, but you can't guarantee something like that. But try, definitely try, and see what happens with it. And quartz is magnifying and enhancing, and you can program it as well. So it's good to really cleanse quartz on a regular basis, because it's magnifying not only what's in it, but what's around it. So you don't want to magnify the energy it has picked up. So that is a really good question, Adrian, is how to clean it. And just remember that there are some crystals that cannot go in water, and I know you're asking about quartz, but if you're thinking about cleansing other crystals, such as halite, which is a salt, you can't put that in water, it'll dissolve. Or selenite, the gypsums cannot go in water because they tend to hold the water, and then they look gray, and then over time they will start to break down. So any crystal that you cannot put in water, it's really good to clear them. Another way is, as I was just going to say, because it's a really good way for putting crystals and clearing them without water, is get dry sea salt and a bowl and put them and cover them with the sea salt. And if you happen to get a crystal wet like selenite, and you didn't mean to, you can bury that in dry sea salt, and it will help to pull that moisture out. The other way is, again, the like a quartz or amethyst, either geode or cluster, put it on, leave them on, and 24 to 48 hours. They work in a little bit of a slower manner. You might find that the quartz works a little faster, clearing crystals, than an amethyst would. I've had to, in the store, clear a selenite wand that somebody used on somebody else in the store, and that's another thing you never do when it's not your crystal, and it turned gray. I put it in a geode, an amethyst geode. I had to leave it there for 2 weeks before it actually cleared. So you do have to be very careful about that sort of thing. Some people will say that selenite never needs cleansing, but I have seen where, yes, it does. And some will say citrine never needs cleansing, and I feel it does. It's a quartz. It's in the quartz family, so of course it's going to need cleansing because quartz needs cleansing. But the other one that does not need cleansing is kyanite. It does not hold energy. It pulls energy out and just sort of slips off. So it never needs cleansing. You could try using, I would go with blue kyanite to see if you could cleanse a crystal with that. I've not used it. I like other ways better that I know work for me anyways and my crystals. I really actually, like I said, the pennyroyal flower essence is my favorite way of cleansing crystals that can go in water. And I like the being able to do the put ones on a cluster or in a geode that can't go in water because you're still using crystal energy, right? And the reason why a cluster works that way is because the energy in clusters and in a point goes in one direction, and that is towards the terminated point. And in clusters, most of those points are single terminated, so they go from the bottom, and the energy goes up through that point and out the terminated point. So when you put a crystal on a cluster, it's pushing that energy up into that crystal that you've got resting there and pushes whatever's in it out. So, and then you would want to smudge as well to get rid of that, the energy that came out of it. And that's why it takes a while for it to happen, because it just doesn't happen immediately. So I hope that helps, and I hope it actually helps with some of that cloudiness. Because you said it looks cloudy now, I am assuming that it wasn't cloudy like that when you first bought it. But that is actually went along with the question that I did the show on today, is that is something that you can see with a crystal that you know that you're that it's working and doing something when it does go cloudy like that. I have seen other crystals go clear after. It depends on how cloudy it is. And so I would do what you can to clear it. And there's nothing wrong with doing more than one way of clearing. When you're clearing a crystal, you might want to run it underwater, then you might want to smudge it and then put it on a cluster. And then smudge around that cluster after a few hours to get rid of the energy that comes out of it as well. So good luck with that, Adrian. And our last question today is from Hazel in Australia. And she asks, what crystal is best for healing? And Hazel, they all have healing qualities and properties. So in order to fully answer that question, where I can actually give you specifics to say this crystal is good for healing, is that I would need to know what type of healing you are asking about, because then we can get more specific. But I think what I'll do is give you a couple of examples. And also, if you have a crystal shop, or you might even want to look on Amazon, there's a really good book out there. Well, it's volume one. I think she's got about 7 or 8 volumes now. Is Judy Hall, though she has passed away now, but she is one of the world's leaders in crystals and crystal healing. She's got a set of books called Crystal Prescriptions. If you get volume one, that is generic for lots of different types of issues and diseases that you can use crystals for physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually kind of thing. So I would look for that first as one of the things to be able to look at specific crystals for doing lots of different types of healing. And sometimes she will underline one, and that's for her, says that's the best one to start with. But I mean, she's even got stuff for spine and stuff to do with your jaws and lots of different things. So that is a really good book, and it's Crystal Prescriptions, Volume 1 by Judy Hall. And that is a great little book to keep around. It's not a huge book, but it's packed with information and really good information. We use it in the store as well. And we sell it as well, too. But I'm going to give you a few examples of maybe some of the top things. Again, we get emotional healing. What kind of things people will ask, what kind of things can I use for emotional healing, or grief is another one. Those two kind of can go hand in hand. Emotional healing, I always recommend lapidolite or rose quartz. You can start with rose quartz and then go to something like rhodochrosite. That's a higher, a stronger healer, but sometimes you have to start soft and then move to something that's a little stronger. Lapidolite is very, very good. Lapidolite is actually very good for depression as well, or people who feel down, because it contains lithium. And we have lithium naturally in our bodies, so it helps with that and helps to bring our spirits up as well. Things for grief, that is another one that people ask about, and we actually have a crystal kit for that. And it is Jet or Apache Tears. Both are really good for the grief process, to help you go through it and go through step by step kind of a thing, because there's lots of aspects to a grieving process. And we can be grieving as someone who has passed away in our life. We could be grieving a pet who has passed away, or a relationship that we gave up, or a relationship that broke up. You know, there's lots of, or we might have lost a job, and that can be a form of grief as well. So Jet or Apache Tear, both are really good. There's also citrine. And these are the two things I used when my mom passed away. I used Jet and I used citrine because citrine is very uplifting. It uplifts your energy and your mood, and it's a lot of joy and happiness as well as empowerment as well. So that's in the kit. And then we added in amethyst because amethyst is really good for calming and stress relief. So that's another type of healing. We do get people asking about people who have specific things, even cancer. But I, for certain things, especially if they're going through treatment, I recommend rose quartz because it's just soft and loving and just beautiful energy, and it makes you feel good. And getting a piece that somebody can hold in their hand for comfort as well can really help a lot with people who are going through tough things like that, or in the hospital for surgery, or, you know, that kind of thing. But depending, again, I would need to know what it is that you were wanting for healing specifically. And if you wanted to write back in and ask that specific question, you're more than welcome to do that, and I can certainly answer that for you in a more detailed and more specifically. If you wanted something that was more, say, an all-around one that I could use for healing, I would go with red jasper or shungite. That's just generic there. I wanted to go back to the first question, Lorna in New Zealand, about the newlyweds, and add one more crystal there. For her kit, and that would be a Herkimer diamond. And you might want two of them, one for each couple, one for each person in the relationship, because those are really good at what you call attunement crystal. It's a type of quartz, and it's almost always double terminated, and they can look like little diamonds, which is why they call them diamonds, Herkimer diamonds. But they help to attune the people together as well. So it's another way of connecting in their relationship. And I think that's just about time for the show today. I just wanted to go over that if you wanted to learn more about crystals, I teach once a month. I teach a different class on crystals every month, and it's the second Tuesday of every month, and I record it on YouTube. They are private because they are paid for classes, but you can certainly go on the website, which is soulfoodcrystals.com, and you can click on classes to see the ones that are up and coming, and or you can go under archive and see all the past ones that I've done. I think I've done almost 40 of them now. They can still be purchased, and you would be sent the link to that class along with the course guide as well. But they go from beginner type learning about crystals and techniques and tools that you can use for healing, and ones that you can definitely use in a healing practice as well. The next radio show is Tuesday, October 3 at 9 a.m. Pacific time in North America. And I don't have a topic just yet, but I always come up with it partway through the month. And then do it on there. But I really encourage you to send in your questions again. I love it when you get questions. There's it always helps everybody, because you can guarantee that if you're asking that question, somebody else wants to ask it too and might be a little bit shy. So please ask questions. There are no questions that are stupid or anything like that, because we get people sometimes in the store saying, oh, I've got a kind of a dumb question. Well, no questions are dumb. They're all valid, and we all started in the beginning asking those same questions to gain knowledge and information and being able to learn about crystals and how to work with them. So I encourage you to send in your questions, and have a great September, and we'll see you back here on October 3rd. Have a great month. Many crystal blessings. Bye.